Haskell, Brother and Sister. St. Helena, California, August 31st, 1911. Elder Haskell, Portland, Maine. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I have just read your letter, and I desire to write to you at once, for I am anxious that you should be encouraged in your work. I am deeply interested in your work at Portland. We are glad that you write to us often and tell us the particulars in regard to your work. I will help you in every way I can. The present is an important time for me here in connection with my writings. My work on the book, The Acts of the Apostles, is nearly completed. I do not think I shall be able to go east this fall, but if instruction comes for me to go, I will do so. We are doing our best to encourage workers to enter new fields. There are many places where laborers are needed. An effort should be made to bring the truth prominently before the people at Long Beach. Something has been done in this line, but the work must advance. I hope you will put forth your strength wisely. Do not be backward in calling for helpers. As the cold season advances, you will not be able to work as steadily as now. Do not overwork. I will send $100 more to help where it is needed most. Let your faith increase. On Sabbath and Sunday, in visions of the night, I seemed to be bearing my testimony before the people. On both these occasions, I seemed to be in a mammoth tent which was literally packed. The Lord gave me a decided message for the people. My burden was for our families who are unprepared to meet the Lord. A special burden was upon me to point out to our people the need of seeking the Lord with close searching of heart and earnestness of purpose. Church members who are truly converted will be laborers together with God. The words, together with God, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, mean very much more than many of us suppose. All who are branches of the living vine will partake of the sap and nourishment of the vine. They will not be withered, fruitless branches, but will bear the fruit of the vine. Parents who are truly converted will reveal in their home life that they are bringing their lives under the discipline of the Word of God. They will endeavor to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They will not strike their children in anger or manifest impatience with their faults and mistakes. These children are to have a correct understanding of the character of their Redeemer. Ever should parents bear in mind their solemn responsibility to train their children for the service of God. Nothing should be allowed to come in that will lead them to neglect their children. These children are to be instructed line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Let it be remembered that you are required to fit your children for the future, immortal life. The work we are doing today is done for eternity. Parents should consider that they are the home educators of their children, and they should therefore act intelligently in all their dealings in the home. The children should not be neglected for visitors or any other interest. To the mother and father, the right training of their children is the most important work of their life. Never should the mother manifest a hasty spirit in the correction of her child. She should form the habit of speaking in gentle tones. Great changes will be wrought in our families where such habits are formed. Can we not, Brother and Sister Haskell, give instruction to parents along these lines? I hope that you will do this. Do not, Brother Haskell, encourage the taking of much wine. This will block your way and do you no good. Do not give long discourses that will weary you. Husband your strength, but do not let the impression go forth that Elder Haskell's strength is kept up by any special food or drink. Make God your strength. Seek Him and trust wholly in His power to work in your behalf. Be cheerful, but solemn and sedate. This is a time when all our people should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. May our God, whom you serve, give you victory at every step. Make Him your hope and trust. There are thousands hungering for the message of pure truth which sanctifies the soul. In Sister Haskell, you have a wise teacher of truth. You both have a wide understanding of the scriptures. But you will need to trust firmly in God. The Lord calls upon us as a people to occupy a position that is without fault before Him. You are one in the Lord. Guard yourselves and your influence, considering that you are to be instruments of the Lord for the carrying forward of His sacred work on the earth.